the guidelines for choosing the songs on the album were pretty much threefold. One, they had to have been hits. Two, they had to have been British hits. And three, they had to have come out before we signed our record deal.
Well, like every decision that's made with Def Leppard, there's a lot of talking goes on, and it's basically the last man standing.
After that, it was like just, well, let's draw up the list of songs.
Everybody was asked to make a list of songs that you know, were their favourites, and not make it too obvious. Like, you know, we couldn't really pick Rolling Stones hits or really obvious hits. So we tried to pick songs that were, they were around, but they weren't necessarily these massive hits.
There was a list of about 100 songs, of which all the songs we were going to pick pretty much were on anyway. So that took care of it. There was some on there that, oh dear, no, you're definitely barking up the wrong tree there, mate.
There was probably 20 that we all really wanted to put on the record. So it was a very easy process. I thought it was going to be an absolute nightmare to try and get us to agree on what songs to do.
I mean, the only thing that was a grayer, and it wasn't really, it was like, someone suggested doing Get It On. It's like, well, we can't do it. Everyone's done that as a T-Rex song, so we should try another T-Rex song. And Waterloo Sunset, the reason, you know, You Really Got Me All Day of the Night, everyone's done those before, so Waterloo Sunset seemed a better choice for us. So that was the only, not compromise, I actually think it was better that we did these songs as well, instead of just doing the same old, same old.
Yeah, I think a lot of the songs were really obvious. You know, just stuff, it was like, almost like just stuff that you'd hear on the radio constantly,
yeah.
You know, just growing up.
The songs, they just picked themselves. We had a short list of about 20 and we recorded 15.
And a lot of the songs on the covers record we did pretty much as is. We didn't change it too much.
Well, I think that's the great thing about the Year album is that to us they were very influential songs when we were in our early teens. And that's the important thing, and it's almost like just rediscovering these songs again and letting people either go, oh yeah, I remember that song, if they're old enough, of course, or I'd like to think that we've done it in such a way that it would still be compatible and palatable to teenagers today, you know, because they're good pop songs that we've just updated them a little bit.